Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Only one kind of leader can serve well. I had a great time on the Thriving in Ministry podcast with Kyle Willis and Dace Clifton. Kyle asked me if I had a life verse that was working on me. Two verses, John chapter 13, verses 3 and 4, quickly sprang to mind from the actions of Jesus on the night he was betrayed. Here's how I answered that question on the podcast.
But before we get into that, Craig, can I ask you, do you have like a life verse or a particular scripture, particular passage that you've been thinking through recently? You know, maybe it was the impetus for your book.
Yeah, I think that this has been actually two verses that have worked on me for a long time and really became the heartbeat of my Shepherd Leadership book. And it's from John chapter 13 when Jesus is sharing the Last Supper before he's going to be crucified with his disciples. And John makes this interesting comment in John chapter 13, verse 3. He, in essence, says that Jesus at that moment realized how truly powerful he was. He said he realized that he had come from the Father and that everything had been placed under him. At that moment, he is the most powerful person whose feet are standing on planet Earth. And the very next verse says, so he begins to get down and wash feet. And to me, what that speaks to me is that only secure people can serve. Insecure people, they don't like to put themselves in a servant's posture because they think that people are looking down on them or people are going to treat them poorly because, well, you're down below me now. And Jesus, completely aware of who he was, said, I'm going to use all of my power to serve. And so those verses always work on me because then I'm constantly thinking, you know, in this situation, how can I serve? What can I do to serve the people around me?
In the chapter, The Wrong Ladder, in Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I said, in John chapter 13, Jesus prepared to share a final meal with his disciples. John recorded these words, Jesus knew that God had put all things under his power. Verse 3, all things. Not some limited power, but all power. At that moment, Jesus was without question the most powerful person standing on planet Earth. By modern-day standards, we could say Jesus had reached the top of the ladder. What would you do with that much power? How would you respond to having God's full approval? Here's what Jesus did. He took on the role of the lowest of servants and washed his disciples' feet. Then after doing this, he said something he had never said to his disciples before. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Verse 14. Jesus used his unlimited power to serve. Our Good Shepherd's plan all along was to serve people. He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Quite simply stated, shepherd leaders serve. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. In the meantime, Shepherd Leadership is now available in print, ebook, and audiobook. I've shared links to these in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.